Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What does it look like when a major political party meets its inevitable demise? We don't have to imagine or conjecture because it's happening right before our very eyes. What I'm about to show you proves that the Democrat Party is literally dying, and it's happening so fast that the legacy media can't cover it up anymore. I'm going to show you exactly how Democrats just handed Republicans a blueprint for winning elections, not just for the next few years, but for literally the next generation. The numbers are absolutely devastating. The candidates are beyond belief. And after Trump's historic second term, what you're about to see will change how you think about American politics forever. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. One of the most fascinating and frankly shocking developments of late in modern American politics is how many political commentators and analysts are openly talking about the demise and inevitable death of the Democrat Party. A number of noteworthy analysts agree that the oldest party in American politics is, in fact, in the midst of an irreversibly terminal decline. One of the most stunning admissions of that decline came from none other than the otherwise reliable Democrat shill, the left-wing mouthpiece of the New York Times itself. We've talked about this on a number of occasions, but a few months back, they pressed the panic button over the astonishing drop in Democrat voter registration numbers, and this is the key, all across the country. So since 2020, the Democrats have literally been hemorrhaging voters in every single state that records voter registration by party, in the North and in the South, states East and West, blue states and red states, in all 30 states that register voters by partisan affiliation. Democrats have been losing voters in record numbers, all the while Republicans have been gaining voters in every single state. Altogether, there has been an astonishing 4.5 million swing in voter registration from the Democrats to the Republicans. Analysts, frankly, have never seen anything quite like it in modern political history, and it's led a number of commentators to conclude that the Democrat Party is basically in terminal decline. It's a party that is wasting away in real time. Case in point, as much as that borderline illiterate Kamala Harris is trying to gaslight what few remaining voters are still willing to listen to her, the 2024 election was emphatically not the closest election of the century, not even close. And kudos to a number of legacy media outlets who've been calling her out on that. I mean, it looks like even the media's had it with Cackles Kamala. They don't want her anywhere near the nomination for 2028. Regardless, the fact is that the Democrats were decimated in that election, really like no other in nearly 40 years. They lost the popular vote. They lost the electoral vote. They lost every single swing state, something that not even Obama was able to win every single swing state back in 2008. They lost the House. They lost the Senate. They lost the majority of governorships. They lost the majority of state legislatures. There were more Republican supermajorities in state legislatures across the country than at any other time in our nation's history. And this is nothing. This is just the tip of the iceberg with congressional redistricting in red states, with the Supreme Court overturning the Voting Rights Act, which they're about to do, which would in effect declare upwards of 19 blue districts unconstitutional overnight, and with the new census shifting the Electoral College apportionment solidly in favor of red states, the era of Democrat dominance that began with FDR will have officially and decisively come to an end. But that end appears to already be playing out in this current off-year election cycle. Take, for example, Virginia. It was supposed to be a safe and solid blue state where the Democrat candidates would easily win and sweep the Republicans out of power as a result of that fluke election back in 2021 when Glenn Youngkin won and won down ticket. Not anymore. In Virginia, when Jay Jones, their attorney general candidate, was caught sending text messages fantasizing about murdering Republican House Speaker Todd Gilbert along with his children. I mean, everything changed. The polling shifted instantly. Republican Jason Mayeres surged to a 6-point lead in the AG race. But here's the kicker. It's dragging down the entire Democrat ticket. Betting markets have swung 20 points towards the Republicans. And in the governor's race, what was an 8-point Democrat lead is now a 2-point race within the margin of error. Lieutenant governor, same thing. Less than 1 point separates the candidates. Democrats went from cruising to catastrophe because they couldn't do the obvious and right thing, dump the candidate who openly fantasize about political murder. Not a single Democrat, not one, most particularly the Democrat gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger, has called for Jones to drop out of the race after threatening to shoot his political opponent and his political opponent's children. And the result of that refusal is one of the most devastating political ads ever produced. Check this out.
Would it take him pulling the trigger? Is that what would do it? And then you would say he needs to get out of the race? Abigail, you have nothing to say? Abigail, what if he said it about your three children? Is that when you would say he should get out of the race, Abigail? You're running to be governor.
Miss Earl Sears.
I mean, we're talking about murder. We're talking about someone's life being taken from them. Have you nothing to say about that? Are you not going to address it? Really, you can't go any further. You're a governor. You're supposed to stand up for all the people. Are you saying political murder is all right? Have some political courage. What you have done is you are taking political calculations about your future as governor. Well, as governor, you have to make hard choices. And that means telling Jay Jones to leave the race.
But if you thought that what's happening in Virginia is brutal for the Democrats, wait until you see what's happening in a state where they're actually winning. As it turns out, the nightmare for the Democrats gets even worse in victory. Wait until you see this. But first, while the Democrat Party is the party of weakness, frailty, and fragility, unfortunately, that's exactly what's been happening to young men of late. We've all seen the studies. Testosterone in young men is dramatically decreasing every decade. One major study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found a healthy 22-year-old in 2000 had double the testosterone of a 22-year-old today in 2025. It's a stunning development. And so if you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, you may want to listen to this. Meet Mars from the Wellness Company, a doctor-formulated nutraceutical designed to restore vitality without synthetic hormones or stimulants. Mars helps men to naturally increase testosterone, enhance circulation, and improve strength, focus, and sexual performance with Tongatali, Tribulus, Horny Goatweed, yes, it's actually called that, and zinc. I mean, this isn't about masculinity, it's about health. Low testosterone affects energy, motivation, fertility, muscle mass, mood, and future generations. Now, if you're looking for a boost, Mars will have you feeling like you're on another planet. So don't be a weakling Democrat. Click on that link below right now or head on over to twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off and level up your performance today. As many of you know, in New York City, Democrats are about to hand the keys to Zohran Mamdani, a self-described Democrat socialist who makes AOC look moderate. I mean, this guy supports government-run grocery stores like they have in Venezuela. He wants to globalize the Intifada. He wants to defund the police. He's riding a wave of radicalism that's emerged in New York of late, leading by double digits against the now disgraced Andrew Cuomo. However, the ultimate problem here is that Mamdani's victory wouldn't just be bad for New York City. It's going to devastate Democrats nationally. Again, we're already seeing it. Shortly after New York Governor Kathy Hochul endorsed Mamdani, her polling cratered. Republican Elise Stefanik came within 5 points in a hypothetical matchup, and it gets worse. After voters were informed about Hochul's endorsement of Mamdani, Stefanik actually took the lead, 46.4% to 45.9%. And one of the reasons that the Republican Jack Cittarelli is crushing it in the New Jersey gubernatorial race is precisely because of how freaked out Jerseyans are over Mamdani. I mean, there's already a mass exodus out of New York. People aren't waiting around for this guy to turn their city into their latest third world hellhole. And so they're finding solace in Jersey, and they're doing everything they can to vote against the Democrat Party and create a firewall between themselves and New York. And that's really the key in all of this. In the end, a dying political party only ends up hastening its own demise by embracing its most radical wing, because increasingly that radical wing is the only one, they're the only ones that continue to give the party the time of day. So the party's done trying to reach out. The party's done trying to, reach the undecided voter or the milquetoast supporter of their opponents. Now it's only the most radical red meat for the most rabid, in this case, far left supporters to try to galvanize them to get out to vote. And in the process, the party only ends up further alienating themselves from the vast majority of the population, who then in turn more and more deliberately de-align themselves from this dying party. I think that's exactly what we're seeing happen in New Jersey. The more they de-align themselves from this dying party, the more that dying party further embraces their most radical wing, which further alienates them from the voting consensus, and the party inevitably comes to an end. Having alienated itself from the vast majority of the public, it's just no longer a viable political party anymore. It becomes radically peripheral, radically marginalized. Gang, that is precisely what we're witnessing with the Democrats. They are caught in a political doom loop, what we often call the 80-20 doom loop, where they stake their positions in the most they stake positions that only the most radical 20% support. And as you can see, once you're caught in that doom loop, with that alienation and de-alignment dynamic, you just end up tail spinning. There's no way out. All the data shows that the Democrats, frankly, are done. It's not a matter of if. In the end, it's only a matter of when.
Thanks so much for listening, gang. If you haven't already, be sure to head on over to turley.pro.
Hub/news and sign up for our newsletter. That's where I share all the latest updates, behind the scenes news, and ways you can stay plugged into this growing movement of faith, family, and freedom. Big things are always in the works, and I want you to be the first to know. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.